Here are today's top stories. President Obama commuted the sentence of Chelsea Manning, the American soldier who was found guilty for releasing documents to WikiLeaks. She was supposed to serve a sentence until 2045, but Obama said she can get out in May. Some are critical of the move, but most are just confused on which pronoun to use. Obama also commuted the sentence of Oscar Lopez Rivera. He's been serving a sentence since 1981 for conspiracy and terrorism charges. Lopez Rivera is a Chicagoan and was a member of the FALN, the radical group that was planting bombs in support of Puerto Rican independence. The FBI said they found explosives at his apartment, but many have said that he was just a political prisoner. He was set up. Celebrities were excited today, including Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda, who said he was in tears when hearing the news and said he would come back to Chicago to play the Hamilton role for Lopez Rivera when he gets out of jail in May. Wow. Political prisoners? Then the vice president-elect. Got it. Just ranking celebrities, according to Hamilton. Obama also commuted the sentences of 200 others, but no celebrity tweets or sex changes were involved with those, so not news. Donald Trump's entering the White House with historically low approval ratings. So sad. 60% of the country disapproves of his transition, and today Trump was sued by a former contestant of The Apprentice for defamation. During the campaign, she alleged that Trump groped her when she was a contestant, and then he denied it, and doing so said disparaging remarks about her, and now she's suing for those damages. Oh my, is that the next wave of lawsuits? Twitter lawsuits? Oh no. Wait. I'll be right back. I need to delete those tweets I sent to Mark Trestman. Also, Lady Gaga is doing the halftime show for the Super Bowl, and today it was reported that she was told by NFL to not talk about the election, Donald Trump, or anything political.
Or else. Okay, Lady Gaga, no Trump. Just make sure you wear that costume that barely covers all your parts. Because that's America.
Speaking of Twitter, today is the day that Vine shuts down for good. This was Twitter's 10-second video service that essentially was on a loop. Users are scrambling to download their videos off Twitter so they don't lose them entirely. I'm just bummed because I believe Vine was the next logical move for Trump. Imagine 10-second clips of eating taco bowls or saying you're fired on a loop. So great. So great. We'll just have to imagine what that would have been like. A new survey out says that abortions have fallen to the lowest level since Roe versus Wade in 1973. Wow, that's an interesting stat coming off an 8-year run from a president who is pro-choice. Although, maybe, just maybe, it has to do with those two people who show up on Saturdays to shame people, right? Talking to each other like, we did it! Jack, we did it! It's not you guys, okay? In weather, come on, it's 50. It's ridiculous. Is it April? No, it's January. In sports, the Bears are all the rage right now when it comes to talking about draft picks. More and more chatter about the Bears giving up their third pick overall for Patriots backup and Eastern Illinois product Jimmy Garoppolo. Garoppolo's played in 2 games in his career. You know, this whole thing, it feels very Bear, right? Ugh. It'd be great to have a QB from the Patriots system, but the overall number 3, just don't. Please don't. Stop talking about this stuff. Aren't the Packers still playing? Speaking of Bears QBs, Jay Cutler is being body shamed on Instagram. The Bears quarterback posed alongside his wife, and well, everyone on the internet thought him to be too big. Come on, leave him alone. Wait, leave it up to the internet to make me defend Jay Cutler. Thanks. He's not fat. Leave him alone. Leave her alone. I'm that Britney Spears guy. Nobody. I was the only one that really got into that story 8 years ago. All right, fine. We're moving on. Cubs pitcher John Lester didn't show up at the White House yesterday, but today clarified that there was a death in his family and he was at a funeral. Jake Arrieta also was dealing with a health issue with the family, leaving only John Lackey and Travis Wood as the ones without an excuse. But something tells me old wooden teeth will tell us it wasn't political, then wink and say, hey, let's make America great again, shall we? Something like that. Then they start playing, don't make my heart, my achy, breaky heart, or something. Doesn't it seem like John Lackey would really be in an achy, breaky heart? Maybe not. The Mavs come to town tonight. God, they're awful. What an awful season. Does Dirk Nowitzki even play anymore? Did I miss his retirement? Guess I did. The Bulls will be without Taj Gibson tonight, who rolled an ankle. But have no fear. Zipser's going to take his place. Yeah. The German jumper, baby. Big game tonight. 40-40, I'll bet. The Blackhawks are about to start a new winning streak tonight against the Avalanche, which is coming up right here. after the break. And finally tonight, here's a good science story to cheer you up. A zebra shark in New Zealand gave birth without a male partner. Yep, it was in captivity, isolated for like 3 years, yet was able to get pregnant and birth a zebra shark baby. Moral of the story, this does not bode well for the future of guys. That's the carry out for January 17th, 2017. That's a lot of 17s. You know what you need? Extra salt packets. I put some more in the bag for you. You're welcome.